And greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson and you are UrbanBuzzMag.com and I have Larry E. Rogers on the line with me and he has a single out, Mighty Good, and we know that to be true. Larry Rogers, say what's up and let us know what's going on with you.
Hello, Urban Buzz Magazine. And Miss Nigeria, it's so good to be here. It's so good to be on this platform. And thank you for having me.
We love key players now. And we definitely, our track record speaks for itself for having quality artists and talent on the platform. And, you know, like we're talking about, you got this single, Mighty Good. Let's talk about how good God been to you that you done dropped the single called Mighty Good.
Oh, man. He's been good out throughout my life, and a lot of people don't know that song was written 12 years ago, so that testimony came back from 12 years ago, so, and now it's 2023, and now the world gets to know about it.
Oh, that's all right. Cause now I really understand, because we know he don't never stop being good, so that's all right.
Right, right. I mean, I actually wrote the song, me and a friend of mine.
Okay.
And up until now, you know, it's set on the shelf, and you know how we do. We don't feel like it's ready, or it's not going to make a difference, you know.
Aww.
And the Lord, I went through some health issues, and the song came up on my playlist while I was rehabbing and taking therapy to get back to normal. And the song begins to minister to me, like, you know, I wanted to complain to God, like I had open heart surgery and all that stuff, and I was like, man, God, why? The song came on and said, "You're breathing because I gave you life. I've been good to you." You know, I'm like, whoa. And I begin to cry. As I come walking, I'm like, I put the song on repeat. And it's like, you really have been good. I go to think about all the things that he's done in my life. I'm like, man, Larry, shut up. He's really been good to you. You need to go on. You know, some years later, afterwards, you know, we're at a ministry. And I had released a single prior to this song called Why I Run, and it was really catching a lot of traction on the radio and stuff, which I know you had shared it on your radio station and platforms and all that.
Of course.
And, and the man of God had told me, said, you know what, God said, that ain't the song that's going to catapult you, it's the ones, he said he had already given you song that you've just been sitting on. And I'm like,
wow.
What song are you talking about? And, you know, when you get a word like that, you go to fishing around like, what are you talking about, God?
Right.
Now, believe what the man of God is saying. So, what are you talking about? And guess I get in the car, and guess what song come on?
I love it.
My Almighty Good. And okay, it's like, that's it.
Yeah, it's a fun song, upbeat, definitely to remind us that he is truly giving us life and life more abundantly. I like what you're saying. You know, sometimes we hit a bump in the road and we're being challenged, but the challenge is only to strengthen our faith. We get all downtrodden, like God trying to hurt us, and he's not. And I made a post not too long ago, understand the difference between when God is pruning you and when you're under attack.
Right.
And so anything with life is going to grow. It's like growing pains, you know, you have to grow in your faith. You can't get stagnant. We have living waters inside of us, not stale waters. So, you know, as we're alive and living beings and spirits and souls, I love in Matthew, it says, the saved shall endure. People who are able to endure these hardships, that's the demonstration of our salvation. Ain't no punks in the kingdom. We can't keep whimpering. And I believe 2024, and let this be recorded, that you can't be a punk in the kingdom. I'm going to tell you now. So go get Larry Rogers Jr.'s single to remind yourself that God is mighty good. Then I suggest you go on down to your digital platforms and download that right now. You know, you know, I can get to preaching in 5 minutes. So Larry, go on and tell the people more about you and how you began to get interested in music, producing, writing, etc.
Oh, wow. You know, ever since I can remember, I've been a lover of music. The lover of it turned into a passion. One of my former pastors said, to be passionate means to get angry. He was like, what? And I get it. When you get passionate about something, nothing easily comes and stops you. Like I said, I was saying, a lot of things that happened in my life that I could have given up. I, you know, lost my house. My house and my studio burned down.
Oh, my God.
Had open heart surgery. Had kidney failure. This is all within a 3-year period.
Wow.
You know, like, oh, no. You know, I ain't gonna say it was just as bad as Job, but I was like, no, this is not happening. And, you know, and because I've been working at what I've been working at as far as music, it's like, well, maybe I ain't supposed to be doing that. Then you're going to start doubting, you know, the vision that you've been having. And because it's not coming to pass. And I think, like you said, maybe God is pruning me right
now.
Come on. You know, some of the other artists that I see in the industry, and I'm not knocking anybody, but some of them, it was handed to them.
Right.
I think that as we mature in Christ, some people have these different brands on them that they, you know, you have certain preachers, they'll preach the prosperity, but then there's some preachers that come out, they're coming out for their soul.
That's it. You know, that's
like,
good.
Oh, yeah, that's a different type of preacher, you know what I'm saying? And some, like, you know, some people need that prosperity preacher, you know, but then there's some people need that preacher that's going, no, that's wrong.
Right.
You're going to hell if you're not going to do this right. And you may need that discipline in your life. It's like some people may need the military and some people may not.
Exactly.
The military teaching that discipline. But in my life, you know, I have found out, you know, as I'm growing and learning in music, you know, my start, it started off as a lover of it, and it created a passion. And then with my passion, you know, that seal of excellence attached to it, you know, so I could never just do something to say I'm doing it.
Right.
It had to be right. In life, you know, you have your experience, especially those of us who proclaim to be kingdom. We go astray a little bit, and we do our thing in the world, and somehow the Holy Spirit guides us back to the place that we need to be. I was one of those ones where I went out and did my thing in the world. I did good for the world. I did my good stuff, you know?
Right.
So when Christ turned my life around, what am I supposed to give him?
Mm.
I'm supposed to give him better.
Right, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? I've been programming my life to do that. You know, when it was time to fight in the world, I was ready to fight. I was prepared. Time to fight on this side. Let me be ready. Let me have my word. Then my sword. Let me have the right song. Let me have the. I want to be prepared.
I love it.
As I grew in this thing, you know, God began to open the doors and give me relationships. I think my first was with Douglas Miller. Oh man, I don't know if you guys remember Douglas. He was my soulless anchor. Ask Me Not. That MC Hammer had redid. This was many of the songs that Douglas had out.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a chance to, and the opportunity to experience the road with him. And he really helped and guide me to get to where I am and allowed me to network and cultivate other relationships. Because at that time, you know, Doug was he was the voice. Him and Timothy Wright, it was a voice of gospel then. I took everything that I learned from Doug and applied it to where it needed to be applied in my life and allowed God to show me where my next steps were. And so here we are.
Right.
I'm on the phone with Nigel from Urban Buzz Magazine.
There you go.
In the street with the skills at it, sharing my gifts and my talent the way Doug was. You know, it's like, here we go. I know the calling. I know what I was supposed to do. And so I'm not scared of it.
Good.
I mean, you may can get doubtful sometimes because, you know, we're just living in a world of what we live in. If you rest assured and know that Christ is on your side, you have the favor of God on your life, you can move with more confidence.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
And so who else you worked with, taking that experience? And man, that's why I do what I do. I feel like if we're not helping somebody else, shame on us. These people, some people get in these positions. And I mean, even Jesus told Peter, after you strengthen yourself, go back and bring one of your brothers. Like, who's operating in that in, as you said, people who call themselves kingdom? And I can speak because I've asked people to help out and I thought they were kingdom and maybe they just don't want to help me. I don't care. You know, it's okay. I'm still here. I'm still going to do what I'm doing. But I'm shocked and appalled sometimes that where are the people? And listen, call me 914-222-3342 if you are a kingdom person about going back and strengthening your brother, because I can't find them. I really can't find them. I am one, but I can't find others. So I'm just putting that out there. But Larry, talk about writing for, you did a song with Tasha Cobb. Tell me just how that came about. Because she's a key player too. So shout out to Tasha Cobb.
She lived down the road from me. I'm from Brunswick, Georgia. She was from Jessup, Georgia. Her father, Fritz Cobb, who's passing on to be with the Lord now, and her mother, Bertha, were pastoring a church down there. And we'd bring Tasha Cobbs in at the church that I was ministering at. and she would sing and stuff like that. And the first thing I got with Tasha was she sung background for me with a young lady by the name of Taryn Small.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, of course, when we cultivate our relationship, she says, I need to record a song, Larry, such and such and such. And so we got together and we did a song. I don't know if anybody remember the first record, God Can. We remained friends and I've supported her. And now even with her husband now,
uh-huh.
He and I are really good friends. Yeah, so.
You know, this is why we say once a key player, always a key player. And I don't hand that out. Okay, I don't care who you are. We don't hand out the key player card to just anybody and everybody. But I always love when key players connect or I see them on social media with a picture and stuff. I'm always geeked and excited. But I always say, too, we need your support as well. And so I just want to show some love to you and say thank you so much for the promo that you did for our radio show, which, we, of course, we play you on our radio show. And yes, I'm the boy. So I could play him all day and every week and all the time so he can get the air ratings that he needs because, you know, he's a key player and that's what happens. And I love my key players. So thank you so much for that promo. I really appreciate it.
I think we talked about this. I believe in having real, genuine relationships. You know, sometimes we just call them because we cultivate them because of what we can get from each other.
Come on.
But when me and you sat on the phone, we talked about it,
uh-huh.
And we kind of found out how we're so much alike. And
yep.
What I'm just like,
yep.
And I tell people this all the time, I feel like God, every person I meet is a divine situation. I may not know
right
at that moment.
At that point,
but
right.
As time goes, at a show, I didn't know that I was going to be working with Evelyn Turnkey. I didn't know I was going to be. I met her son long before I met her. You know, and then with the church that I was served at, you had many of your gospel artists came through. You got Isaac Carey, and then I'm going to say Lowell Pye, because Lowell Pye's on the new single that I just released. I did some with Rashawn Mitchell, Kiki Sheard, Molly Music. You know, you get a chance
to
kind of rub elbows with those guys and glean what you can from them. And so I'm very appreciative of that, you know, and each one I try to cultivate a real relationship as much as I can, because you know those guys, they meet people all the time,
right?
So you know, I was teasing William. He may not even remember me, William McDowell. I said,
uh-huh.
Hey, every time I see him, I introduce myself. I said, I've met you before, but this might be the sixth time, you know.
Right.
One day when I introduce myself, you'll know me.
That's all right.
And you'll be like, yeah, he was consistent. Building this relationship, I really love William McDowell. He's, to me, he really has the heart of God. I'm not saying nobody else does.
It's just
when I hear him, it just connects with me. He's not flamboyant. He's simple, and he's straight across. As oh my goodness, man, you can't play none of his records without me falling out and acting up.
I know, but it's good to always hear that because, you know, I meet so many people. I've been in so many rooms. I've seen so many things. I know firsthand who's nice and who's not, period, point blank. And I always say we're so far behind the eight ball when it comes to us being in entertainment. And I'm speaking on gospel artists.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand what the problem is. I just need us all to really come together and get on one accord. I am Black owned. The buck stops here with me. I'm always concerned about other people interviewing gospel artists who don't have the Holy Ghost. And I do have the Holy Ghost. Okay. So, and trying to talk gospel artists, trying to appease them instead of just operating in the Holy Spirit and just telling your truth, you know. And I tell people, no, we can say Holy Ghost here. We can say Jesus Christ. If the Spirit hits you, you can speak in tongues on my platform. I'm saved.
Okay.
That's what saved people do.
Right.
But,
right.
Go ahead.
You know what? We need more people like you, Nigeria, too, because, and this is me. And I don't claim to be an icon or a legend, but as I watch the different ones that go through, they get interviewed by other segments of the music industry, and it's hard to decide what size you on then, though. You know, because they'll ask you a question that, you know, if you say it on their platform, if you say the wrong thing, you might get blackballed.
Oh, Lord. Okay, let's talk about that. If you are a child of God, how do you get canceled? I don't understand. I don't understand.
I think we as artists on the gospel, I need to understand that no weapon.
Come on, Larry.
And I get it. You want to be so
politically correct.
Culturally correct. As a potential fan or potential. No. They need to know who you are, not who you pretending to be. Who are you? And if that's you, I understand, because I understand everybody in gospel ain't gospel. They're just point blank, period. We know that.
Right, we do.
If I believe this is good, leave this about the Bible, I'm going to stand on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not going to back down because if I say something, oh, man, if I do that, they may not buy my music no more. Well, if you don't buy my music, so be it. God's going to find. That happened to me. He doesn't even claim to be a Christian, but he passed. The guy that mastered my first single, he was saying something to me, and I could also complain to him, like, how I want to get in to support people. And he was like, he said, Larry, why are you concerned about the 20,000? When there's over 7 billion.
Come on. Yeah.
He said, if you can just get 5% of the 7 billion, you all
right. Right. If you get 1%, you all right. You know, people who are closed-minded, never traveled or experienced anything different. And, you know, people have these cliques with these people that they have around them. And I promise you, you're going to have to let some people go because these people are only around you, and they're sucking the they are sucking you dry, and you don't even know it. And sometimes I see it, and I'm just like, man, you know, come on, y'all got to wake up like Paul. I know it took him 3 days too, but he definitely eventually said, you know, he rebuked that woman who was following them, talking about Paul. He's a good man. And then he was like, you know, wait a minute. Something ain't right here. You guys got to wake up and realize, be careful. Now, producing this single in this time with, you know, digital platforms, AI, and there's new debates on how artists can now really protect their artistry. Man, you know, are you nervous about that? Or how do you feel about that?
I mean, on the fleshly side, okay, so when you hear the stories of...
He said on the fleshy side.
Yeah, I said because, you know, in all things, Christ, he's in control.
Right.
You know, he's in control. Yeah, but when you look at the physical side and what you do as an artist, a creative, we're already behind anyway because a lot of people don't value what we do unless you're a rock star, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to be a Beyonce before you can really make, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Stuff like that. And in gospel, you know, our budgets are nowhere near as big as those people. And I believe it can be if we can encourage our supporters. And
that's valid.
You see that common in the gospel. They'd be all at the
secular,
the Rihanna's, but when you go to Tasha Collins be here, and you can throw 5 footballs to it and miss everybody.
Yeah. No, you're telling the truth because I go to events and I be thinking it's going to be packed. I've been to several events where I'm talking about headliners. You hear me? Headliners. And like you said, just not packed out at all. But I really believe, and I like what you said too, divine connections, because the Bible says that my people will know each other. Now, let me ask you, this is on an independent project. You have your own record label?
Yes, we have No Slipping Productions. We've actually done some other artists and have produced for other folks, as I mentioned earlier. This is the first time that Larry E. Rogers Jr. is being pushed out as an artist.
Okay.
I never dreamed of Larry being an artist. I always knew that I would produce.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that. And this one kind of just, I ain't going to say it landed in my lap, but it's the way that God wanted me to go, because I really don't think I'm that great of a singer. I was like, man, I'm no Sicardi. I can't sing like John Key. Man, shoot. I was a friend, man. What? But you know what? I learned this too. Sometimes it's not just the voice, it's the heart of the voice.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? There are some songs that are greatly written, but the voice that's singing it is not as talented.
Right.
But that song reaches where it needs to reach. Through, and I've seen where an artist wrote a song and then another artist comes behind and sings it out the frame better than they think it.
Right.
It was something about when that artist sung it, it touched you.
Right. That's good. That's good. So how are you feeling about God pushing you in the front of the mic?
Lord, keep a hedge around me. You know, I don't want to, you know, in this social media day, there's so many skeletons being exposed, so many scandals out. Not that I'm trying to hide anything, because I own up to what I did in my past.
Right.
But what I'm saying is while I'm doing the real work, God, don't allow little foxes come to trip me up, you know?
Okay.
Trip me up. After all this time I done spent with you, disciplining myself and doing all this, God, don't let me be a mockery to the kingdom.
I like that.
No, I think it's you that said that. Why are we sitting back waiting for them to attack us? We should be attacking the world.
Right.
We should be going forth trying to. We're supposed to be leaving those four walls and going and getting them.
That's right.
With all the devil. No, we're at war.
That's it.
War ain't all about defense. It's an offense too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going out there. If I'm going out there and speak about Christ, and such a, you know, I'm just going to say something there. I'm not trying to harp on anybody's downfall. But if I go out there and I'm preaching the gospel, I'm sharing the gospel, and God can do this and do that, and I allow the enemy to trip me up, those souls that were attached platform or the ministry that God gave me are now at stake.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I believe that, you know, I believe in the Holy Spirit wholeheartedly, and I am solid on when error is approaching, you know. And what I love about God is he allows you to make that decision. The blessing of salvation is when we make that wrong decision, if you have a heart for God, then you have a repentant heart. I say that to say, what's the future looking like for Larry?
We're going
to
mash the gas. We're going to mash the gas.
I love
it. We ain't going to slow down. We are not going to slow down, man. There's too many songs need to go out that the people need to hear. There's too many testimonies. Everything about it is, to me, is so right.
Man, Larry, I'm so glad you stopped by to share. It's always good talking to you. Tell people how they can reach you through social media or your website.
You can reach me on Facebook, Larry Rogers Jr. I'm on Twitter, E Natural, and the number one. I'm also on your Instagram, Larry E Rogers Jr. NSP, which stands for No Sleeping Productions. And then my music is on all of the digital downloads. I want to make sure that it's easy access to get to you. And we, you know, we fit to launch our website, so you'll be able to go to the website pretty soon, and then help support it, because we cannot continue to do it without the finances. Ministry takes money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I think I can speak for all the ones that are independent.
Yes.
That are really sold out to this, and really, my money gets reinvested back in the kingdom. What I'm doing, so that the next time I do it, it's better.
That's good. That's good.
And so, if you want to invite us to your program, you can book us at my email address, or the booking email address is enaturalministriesnsp@gmail.com. And we'll, you know, our team will jump on it and make sure everything looks right. I always tell people, it's got to look right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We're scared to talk about those things. I said, I'm not.
Nah, let's talk about it. That's why we're here. That's why we say we are where key players speak. You still got to know your business. I don't care what artist you are. You know, gospel, jazz, R&B, hip-hop. The hip-hop community shared with us how horrible contracts can be. So, you know.
Yeah.
Take heed. Right? Take heed.
Yeah.
And we're spreading the good news that Larry E. Rogers Jr. has a single out that everybody needs to get. mighty good, and it's fun, again, uplifting. And, you know, we're playing it. Just support it, you know. I tell everybody this, too. Whether you're doing that, as children of God, we gonna be all right. Just FYI. Yeah. And I know that to be true, because I'm sitting here, and I'm a testimony.
Amen. I believe that, too.
I live it.
You know, You know. I remember when I was homeless, I was like, you know, you're talking about a 40-year-old man. Like, I was like, wait a minute, I've never been homeless in my whole life. Like, you know, I was like, what I'm going to do? How does this work? I remember my mother was there when the house was going to plan. She said, Larry, it's just mature things. And I looked at my mom, like, Mama, let me grieve. That's all of my. But she said, you believe in God.
Right.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you, Miss Nigeria, I couldn't see myself getting out of the dumps.
Right.
But here I am. I'm back. I was able to get another building for my studio.
Amen.
And then the Lord of Blessings had blessed me producing co-write Why Run, which went to the number one. And this song and many other projects I've had my hands on, now that my name is out there, people are calling me.
Right, good
and
stuff.
And it's like, well, at that moment when the house was going up in flames, you couldn't tell me nothing positive about it, you know?
I tell people that Christians, we go through our moments too. But like I said, the gift of salvation has a bounce back anointing on it, which is the Holy Spirit, that you get your 5 minutes to pout and have your little natural fit. But that spirit kicks up in you and you like, nah. I got to do something different. Once you say that, once you let God know I'm ready for change, I'm ready, Lord. You know what? I had my pity party. It's over. What we doing? If anybody's ever said what we doing, you were talking to the Holy Spirit and you ain't even know.
Right.
When you say, let's go, and you think you talking to yourself, no, you was talking to the Holy Spirit, right? We're going to give the Holy Spirit its proper ado. Okay, because people want to say, I had a feeling, it was something in my gut. No. You had a tangible interaction with the Holy Spirit and you just didn't know it. So let me help you out.
Yes, ma'am. Wow.
Because nobody want to give God his credit. I'm never taking my Father in heaven out of the equation of anything I do. That's why I will remain independent, and he finances everything. And I want to tell everybody how God made me a billionaire.
And you ain't got to answer to nobody.
That's it. And that's called trusting the Lord. I owe no man nothing. And every time I've asked for help, when I didn't get it, I used to be so angry. I'd be like, these black people get on TV talking about, we got to come together. And then I go, hey, I meet them, or I reach out to them, give them my business card. I don't know if they rip it up, throw it away, whatever. And I'm like, well, dang, I don't want nothing from you. I just want your support. But you can support iPhone, and you can support Nike, and you can support, and I'm talking about even from the pulpit. And I'll ask you, can you wear Key Player's shirt? And you can't do that. And I ain't even going to call names, because I ain't even that type of person. But I just know, and you know, and we know, and that's that. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem. iPhone and Nike, they family, they all going to always support themselves. Black businesses come and go at a drop of a dime because of the... First of all, they overcharge us for everything because we black. Black businesses aren't telling you about how distributors, some that are racist, are purposely delaying their orders. Everything is extra high, so then we gotta overprice, right? Because they charge us more, right? Let's tell the truth. Pull a Band-Aid off. Stop lying. Stop fronting like everything is good, because it's not. It's not, and it's only going to get worse. Larry, you making me have a rant. You know,
Larry didn't have nothing to do with this.
You know, we in the world, but not of it, you know, and we're so talented. We're just so talented. And it's just, I hate that we don't get the proper respect that we deserve. They steal everything. Everything we do is a billion-dollar idea, but we don't have the $1 billion. Let that sit. And then we promote it, Gucci, all these talented designers that's out here, black designers, y'all come see me. And we want to still promote The same people who call us the N-word don't want our money, don't care if we buy their stuff or not. And yet, all in the videos, all on the TV shows, well, they got to put it on the TV shows to keep others thinking that's what they need to appear like they got money, you know. The Fugazi, I tell you, the Fugazi, you know, the smoke and mirrors. I just pray people wake up. And I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. Well, Larry, I thank you.
Can I say something for the person? I want to celebrate everybody in my local area that has pushed and supported me, especially those was on that record, Why Run. Mm-hmm. I had always wanted to make a public announcement to and share that, you know, I couldn't have done it without them.
Right.
You know, and I wanted to shout them out. If you have about 30 seconds to shout the names out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So on that record, Why Run, I want to thank, as it starts off, Reagan Flowers. It's our sister, she opens it up with the spoken word. And then you have Miss Laquita Lawrence Rice. She's ad-libbing. And the first verse starts off with Miss Octoria Williams. You have Miss Terrence Hall. Now, all of these ladies are artists here in the city of Brunswick, where I live.
Okay.
So you got Miss Terrence Hall. You got Beasha Hall. And Miss Lena Hudson, who is my blood cousin, Mr. Jay Terrell, he's a white gentleman. A lot of people didn't know that we had mixed races on that record, so we did. So he was one of the people that joined forces with us on that Wild Run. Then we had Caleb Carroll, who is now also on the Mighty Good track. He was the lead, that lead vocal on the chorus line of Wild Run. And then we had Taj Mahal on the rap, who's now resides in Atlanta. And then we had Miss Tracy Atwater, great singer. Then we had Miss Nene Nichelle Leggett. And then we had Mr. Jason Fields, who was the co-writer of Mighty Good with. And then we have Jamie Bethay, who is an artist here in the city. And that's all. And at the end, the little young fellow, that's my little cousin, his name is Cameron Woods. I just want to say to all of them, I thank y'all, and I haven't forgotten you guys, and I'm still going to honor the plaques and everything. And I say every time I get, I'm just going to honor them and give them a shout out. They may not have the platforms that I have,
right?
You know, but I definitely want to honor them because that song is still big. It's still being played.
Yeah.
And it was something that was birthed out of since it was a small town, and it gave them a platform to be heard, especially on such a situation that it was heard on.
Yeah,
so I thank you for that, Ms. My dear. I know you didn't have to give me the opportunity, but I really thank you for that.
I thank you so much for coming through. And, you know, we family now. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So you know where I'm at when you drop another single.
Yes, ma'am. I thank you so much.
All right. You have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.